The recent gun violence has renewed calls to lift the ban passed by Congress in 1996 on government research into gun violence that would advocate for gun control, a ban that effectively shut down any research. Dr. Jay Kaplan is an ER doctor in New Orleans and president of the American College of Emergency Physicians. And Dr. Kaplan, this new call began after the Orlando shootings. Tell us more.
I was at a meeting of the House of Delegates of the American Medical Association in Chicago. And that Saturday night, early Sunday morning, was when the Orlando event occurred.
And what happened?
Well, I mean, my colleagues at Orlando Regional Medical Center were responsible for responding to the multiple patients who came in with their severe injuries. And when the fact of the mass casualties became known, there was an emergency resolution declaring that gun violence was a public health crisis in the United States and that we needed to do something about it. One of those things being to end the ban on firearm-related research.
Yeah. And then you as an individual, you got up a few days later and went to Washington.
Well, I was working in my emergency department on the 16th of June. And I received a call in the morning indicating that House Minority Whip Steny Hoyer was getting a group of legislative aides together and had invited a couple of physicians, me being one of the two, to come up and speak to them. My shift was done at 11 o'clock that night. I went home and got up at 3:30, caught a 5:40 a.m. flight to Washington, and was on Capitol Hill by 10 o'clock speaking to these aides.
Well, look, we should mention you have a personal connection to the issue of gun violence. Your niece was shot.
Yeah, my niece was shot at Thurston High School. She was in the school cafeteria and heard some loud bangs and saw some blood on her clothes and thought maybe she was having her period and then all of a sudden recognized that she had been shot. And she has found her way through after dealing with the post-traumatic stress and still carries the scars.
Well, it still carries part of the bullet.
Yeah.
Yeah. This, by the way, was the 1998 shooting at Thurston High in Springfield, Oregon. A young man killed his parents, then went to the school, killed two students, wounded 25, including your niece. And we're glad to remember them all here. But on that trip in Washington, talking to lawmakers and their aides, you suggested that maybe a personal experience like you had would change the opinion of lawmakers, but they told you that they have a personal connection.
Yeah, that was rather sad, I have to say. I was saying what it would take to create some action would be if one of the congressmen or senators' own children or spouses were shot, and this young man spoke up and said, well, our own Gabby Giffords got shot, and we couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And then he challenged me, and he said, well, what are you going to do about it? And I said, give me any platform to speak, and I'm happy to talk about it. Because as emergency physicians, we see this every day. We see the effects of gun violence every day, and we're the ones that have to deal with it, not only emergently in terms of the injuries that patients sustain, but the families that come in afterwards to find out that their loved ones were either killed or severely injured.
Well, it's interesting. The man who first proposed this ban in an amendment in 1996 now says that banning all federal research into gun violence was not his intent at all. Here's former Congressman Jay Dickey of Arkansas. Let's listen.
It turned out that that's what happened, but it wasn't aimed at that. And it wasn't necessary that all research stop. It just couldn't be the collection of data so that they can advocate gun control. That's all we were talking about. But for some reason, it just stopped altogether.
Your thoughts?
Well, that's in fact what happened. You know, it seems to me that if there's a problem, we want to face the problem head on and say, this is an issue. What are we going to do about it? Let's study it. Let's propose some solutions. And then let's try those solutions out. Let's pilot those solutions and then analyze and see whether they worked or not. Well, with regard to gun-related violence, we haven't had that opportunity.
Well, again, Dr. Jay Kaplan, again, an emergency room doctor in New Orleans, you can hear in Congressman Dickey's voice a real confusion. We didn't really want to ban research. We just wanted to stop all research that would advocate gun control. So there's some disconnect there, some confusion, as we said. But, you know, the gun lobby thinks that's exactly what would happen with this research. Is there really anything else that could be done with gun violence research except limit the sale of guns?
Well, gun violence research might show that it makes sense for more people to carry guns. We don't know. And there is an assumption by those who oppose efforts to lift the ban, there is an assumption that if you do research, that it's going to lead to gun control. Now, we don't know that because we don't have the research. A colleague of mine who's an emergency physician said to me, you know, gun violence is not a public health issue. And I said, it kills over 32,000 people a year. That certainly is a public health issue. And then I asked him about research, and he said, well, you know, that research will be biased. And to me, that's an excuse. Because I think as scientists, you know, the reason that we do research is to define problems and to create solutions. Good scientific research is research that's done without bias. And there's no reason to think that we couldn't do research on gun-related violence and do it without bias.
Well, you know, bias would imply that you would try to tilt the findings towards saying that gun use should be limited, gun sales should be limited. But is there, really, honestly, do you think that there could be any other conclusion from studying gun violence? Without bias. Let the research play itself out.
Well, that's how I would look at it. Mm-hmm. You know, the interesting thing is when I was a resident back many years ago in the mid-70s, we used to take care of, I was at a trauma center in Northern California. We used to take care of a lot of patients who came in with motorcycle injuries, and there was no helmet law at the time. And so we used to call motorcycles the entry point to the ECU, not the ICU, the ECU, which was the internal care unit, because when people would fall off motorcycles, they'd hit their head and they'd die. Now, we know that guns cause a problem, and the question is, can we try to find some solutions, whatever they are, that could help decrease the number of people who are dying? And by the way, let me just say, you know, people talk about gun violence and they assume that we're talking about somebody shooting somebody else. But 2/3 of the deaths related to gun violence are suicides.
Well, and another percentage is accidents. We've had a run lately of little kids finding guns under the seats in front of them and then shooting through the seats and killing their mothers.
Yeah, very sad.
So perhaps one of the results of research could be safety.
I would like to think that, as with other public health issues, when we find solutions and we implement solutions, we decrease deaths and it leads to a healthier community. And I would like to think that gun research would do the same.
As you well know, President Obama issued an executive order commanding the CDC to get back to studying the causes of gun violence. He requested $10 million for that research. The Boston Globe has reported on that. But Congress didn't approve the funding. The research never resumed. And the NRA says that the organization does not object to legitimate research. What they object to is taxpayer-funded studies done to promote an anti-gun agenda. Is there any way for you and some of these medical organizations to organize and raise funds for independent research?
The answer is yes. And are we in the process of attempting to do so? And the answer is yes. Not in the organized fashion that the CDC could do, or the National Institutes of Health could do. And that's what we're really looking for. We're looking for some kind of well-funded, organized effort at looking at solutions to gun-related violence.
Really, how much gun violence do you see? What do you see?
Well, you know, it depends on where you are. Where I practice now in New Orleans, we are not a trauma center. But if you go down to our colleagues downtown at a University Medical Center, they see knife and gun injuries every day, multiple times a day. And when I practiced in Northern California, when I was doing my residency, the last shift that I worked, I had 5 patients who had gunshot wounds and 5 patients who were stabbed. That's what we see as emergency physicians. If you're in a trauma center, in an inner city urban trauma center, it's very common to see that.
That's Dr. Jay Kaplan, ER doctor in New Orleans and president of the American College of Emergency Physicians, looking to lift the ban on CDC studying gun violence. Dr. Kaplan, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks very much for having me.